When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Kenneth Vigue. Before we get started, I want to convey the deepest of thanks, love, and appreciation for the outpouring of support to the medical debt GoFundMe for Travis and myself. I imagine my uncharacteristic outburst of emotion, vulnerability, and pain was startling to many of you. But as I've discovered from all too many of you who personally reached out, both caregiving and mental health itself is a heavy burden. We wear a mask, bury burdens of our own, so we can shoulder those of a loved one. It's one I've carried for many, many years now. But like all things in life, the pain, the trials of the soul, and the journey itself always has a silver lining when you look for it. For me, out of the journey with my husband Travis's mental health, finding answers, help, treatment, and hope also bore unexpected fruit of light and hope of its own. Out of the powerlessness I've felt watching, not being able to fix or heal him, I poured all of that emotion into every word written and performed, every soundscape, every moment and soaring orchestration of what you listen to here. But more than that, my hope and faith that answers would be found led to the creation of the Fallout for Hope charity initiative that this year passed over $500,000 this amazing, beautiful community have raised for causes that matter. What I couldn't do for us or myself, I at least could find refuge in us all being able to help others. I'm no stranger to mental health troubles of my own, and part of that has always been me struggling with my own self-worth. I've always written from the heart. Love telling stories and hope that they'll connect with people. Yet I'm always startled when one of you reaches out to me personally, saying how much the show has meant to you, how it's helped you through caregiving, mental health struggles of your own, toxic relationships, late night shifts at gas stations or factories, or even just car rides on dark stretches of road, hauling loads, or even just finding where you belong in the world. It's hard for me to talk about emotion, harder still to accept appreciation, praise, and love from others, but I'm trying. In less than a day since my plea went out, you all found it in your hearts to donate almost $17,000 to help us, carrying us swiftly towards our goal. I'd like to think I'm good with words, but honestly, I can't find enough of them, or even ones that can truly convey how deeply, deeply we thank you. I thank you. I don't even know what to say. But I will say this. I know many of you fight demons of your own, far more real than even Mr. Dark himself. Never give up. Never stop fighting, and never, ever think no one sees you and that no one would care if you weren't here. I would. Our world would be a lot less darker if we all realized that despite politics, faith, ideology, sexuality, identity, the color of our skin, and where we are born, are all top-level window dressing above the naked truth that we are all just beautiful, fragile souls clinging to a speck of rock, hurtling through an infinite space, barely a blip on the cosmic vastness of time. I don't know where you are right now, if it's late at night and you're working somewhere alone in more ways than one, or surrounded by family in a car, or making yourself your best self at a gym. But always remember, we are someone to someone. I will always talk or listen to any of you who reach out to me. What you've done for us is a debt I can never repay. But in the very least, know that if you need someone to see you in this vast, screaming world, I do. Now, with all of that said, I'm turning a page, and on it is a penciled sketch of Chad's Rusty Pick Bar and Tavern. Moose is sweeping up broken bottles outside. It's the early morning hours, and it's been one hell of a party. Inside, Chad is playing a hand of poker with the Free Radical Boys, their fingers well calloused from their best concert in ages. If you listen closely, a vertebrate is drawing near with a desperate plea for help and a warning that Vault-Tec is still very much alive and the experiments have just begun.
Make sure those are properly shuffled. If we're playing for caps and legendaries, you'd better not stack the deck.
Firstly, I know how to shuffle. Secondly, don't ever accuse me of cheating in my house.
Hey, we're cool. Just busting your chops.
An eight, an ace, a queen, and it's four for the Chad.
Oh, go fish!
No, dude, this is poker.
Mama say she kill us all if we poke her.
Yeah. Still don't understand what the hell that thing is, but she looks like a wad of old bandages. Are we playing a what?
Poker, dude. Not fish. Look at your cards there. If you like your hand, you wager a bet.
Punch in bigger and greener. Punch win. Yeah!
No, dude. Your hand is the cards. Where's Moose, anyway? He's missing his chance to pocket some caps.
Moose clean up still outside with silly robot beef. Tell Punch go play.
If someone doesn't do something soon, I'm gonna just drop a grenade so we can all move on.
Cool it. Come on, dude, are you in or you out? Better deal.
Punch want more card.
No bet for me.
Keep on coming.
Mama want drink. Here go.
That thing is drinking beer through a rusted mask with a straw. I'm gonna hurl.
We used to be a real country.
10, 7, that sucks. A pair of ladies for Punch, bro.
Punch suck face.
And it's a 9 for the dealer, Chad. Murmuggles or whatever. Highest hand's yours. So, what are you betting?
Mama bet 10 caps.
I'm good for 10.
Yep.
How many?
10, dude.
1, 8, cat.
We are gonna be here all night.
Dealing again. Jack, 4. Deuce and a 6.
Mama say she bet 20 caps.
I'll see 20.
And I'll raise you 50 caps.
50 caps.
Mama in. What mama mean in? We already inside.
I'll see that bet, dude.
Fine. 50.
7. And whoa, maybe a possible straight for Brooks. A jack. 8. 9 for the Chad.
Mama say 20 more.
I'm out. Too rich for my abs.
Okay. I'll see your 20 caps and raise you a legacy flamethrower.
Whoa, holy shit, dude. Okay, I'm out.
Punch get more cards?
Nah, dude, let me see.
got nothing here, dude. I'd fold.
What punch fold? Tabum cough?
He's out.
Mama say she match and also do legacy, Garling plasma and pickle jar.
Is that a person's head in a jar? Okay. And 1,000 caps more.
There's no way you have a straight, boss.
Mama say bring it, bitch. She match.
Let's see what you got, Brooks.
Oh, son of a... Take it. Damn it, that thing shouldn't have been playing. That gas mask thing on a bloated face, you could probably smell my bluff. Christ knows I can smell everything else about her.
Come on, dude. You played, and you lost fair. Don't talk to her like that. We're all family here.
No. This is bullshit. We're gonna go again.
Brooks.
And that mutant can wait outside.
What you just say?
Chad. Hey, where is everyone?
Hey, it's the library. Dude, Dolo's, right?
Yes, no time. Listen, the judge and the district attorney of his... They've got some kind of experiment going on up northeast of the lumber mill.
Near our place? I'm Brooks. Who the hell are you?
Oh, never mind. We don't have a lot of time. They have Commander Johns of the 5-0, Charles Bishop, and countless others up there. God knows what he's doing to them, but it's not good. Now, I can deal with the security when we get inside, but I need your help to...
Whoa! Slow your roll there, Big Brooks. I'm not going anywhere.
What do you mean?
The kid's in bed, and I'm out. Done. Settled. We got our place. We got some sanity. Whatever bullshit's going on out there, it's all you. I don't want no part of it.
But they are kidnapping people.
So we set up turrets and lasers on the roof, and then let them come for what's mine. But until they do, if they do, I'm getting off this crazy-ass merry-go-round. For years, it's been nothing but monsters, getting busted, losing our home, and oh yeah, kicking the crap out of what I'm pretty sure was the devil. I'm finished with all of it.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. You're not supposed to.
Supposed to what?
Not supposed to just give up fighting because it's easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. And you can bury your head in the sand, my boy, and play poker with your raider friends here.
Actually, we're free radicals. But we are also musicians and...
Oh, shut up. And your bar and your cons and everything else going on here. Because I've lived through this before, and I can tell you from experience that no one, not one person, gets to sit on the sidelines. Sooner or later, war comes right up to your front door and kicks it in.
And when it does, I pity whoever steps over that threshold.
Fine. If you want help, I'll find someone who...
Ah, now what? Shot. No, damn it, you could hit Moose.
So, what? It's not like y'all can die, right?
Son of a bitch, you did this!
Zax.
Wait, who?
We monitored them flying out in waves, tailed one to the 5-0 headquarters. Saw a firefight breaking out on my way down here.
The judge? Every single time we get a moment's peace.
Where friend go? Where friend?
Look, Punch, you stay here and guard Susie. You hear me? No one, and I mean no one, gets in that door. You, Mama, and that drunk-ass robot Biff barricade the hall.
And you want come, punch, smash, head into jelly!
Good man. Brooks, razor handle, you coming?
Sure, Will.
Pass on this one. We've had a long night.
You serious?
Yeah, look, we're not trying to get mixed up too much in things, if you get what I mean. And that's not my rule. That's Roba's. Sorry, man, I'd love to help if I could.
Fine. I'll do it my damn self. You got wheels or something?
Better.
Nah, aw. Come on, dude. Last time I was on one of those, I got ragdolled into trees.
It'll be fine. I'm an excellent pilot. I've gotten a knack for her. Besides, Baldrick's senses can pick up any issues in our flight path.
You got a plan?
Not exactly. I do for when we get in there. The door is my problem. Judiciary guard detachment up front, and your typical giant immovable vault door.
I might have something that'll work. Mama's been tinkering on something for me. We've had it cooking for a rainy day. Call it the Bad Birther. But you're not gonna like this. We're gonna need to bring a passenger along.
No, no. Oh, hell no. I am not going to try and fit that in my vertebrate. What happens if it decides to cause a fuss?
What was that all about?
We're pay to play. They don't pay, we don't play. Besides, I'm still pretty pissed off about what happened in there with that walking laundry basket. I figure, what better way to vent some homicidal rage than a date?
Not the twins again, Brooks. They breathe through their mouths and I think they have radworms.
No, you dolt. We made a promise. You fancy some late-night roadhouse food?
Yeah, I could go with a stack of pancakes. Maybe a side of emulsion.
Come on, let's paint the slow red.
Radicals, we're under attack.
What the hell is going on out here?
Some kind of box flying from over there, boss. They netted and took grill, handles, and minks.
Why didn't someone wake me? Brooks, I told them to... I'll deal with them later. You, Diesel, head down there and tell them to get their asses back up here. And if they're not there, you track them. Find them. Well, don't stand there gaping. Hoof it.
Oh, we got another one coming in.
Cease fire. That's right. Come on. Come right at me, sweetie. Closer. Closer. Throw the switch. Here's a little love from Maryland. That should deal with any of those flying bots. Open the gate. Where did they head off to?
East. Northeast. That way. Are we going after them?
Nope. You all are staying put. We're not strong enough yet for a fight. I'm gonna bring them home, and God help whoever messes with the Free Radicals.
good night.
Did you hear that explosion earlier?
Yeah, a nuke blast. But there was no EBS warning, no sirens. It's really odd. Best I can determine, it was over toward Sugar Grove.
It's always something in Appalachia.
Yep.
Do you ever miss him?
Who?
Simon.
No. Fuck no. You do?
Sometimes, yeah. I miss the way things used to be.
Have you completely lost your mind? After, well, look at you. If you hadn't put your fist through every mirror we have and looked at yourself, missing him would be the last thing on your mind.
How did we get here? No one, not one person told us being an adult would mean your bestest days. Your simplest days would be long behind you. Time, it's like one day something just like that starts cutting away at you. So you grow tougher, calloused, skin thick to the point of not even feeling the bare shadow of who you used to be.
Edgy, we got here because it's the apocalypse. What else did you think it was going to be like out here? In there, a good day was Mr. Malted giving you an extra shake because it was your birthday, or the overseer was screening your favorite movie with all the popcorn you could eat. Out here, a good day is, well, guess I didn't get gored to death by a death claw. And oh, hey look, I came back to life with blueprints to power armor I'll never wear. In there, we lived. Out here, we survive.
That right there is my point. It's why, despite everything, I can't hate him. Because it was an accident, and none of us have a clear conscience. You ever stop to think, really think about who we are now and what we've done? I killed and ate people. You robbed and murdered people. Who we used to be, if looking in the mirror of who we are, would run screaming in the other direction for Vault-Tec security to please, for the love of God, go kill those monsters. You can tell how completely out of touch with reality we are when we're hurling nukes at each other just because we're bored. All while singing, "Crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy. Crazy in love. Am I?"
No, I don't stop to think. Because in a survival situation, you don't. You do what you need to do, and frankly, we sing, or hell, have sex. And if we're very lucky, we find love. Because it's how we stay sane. Nothing out here is normal. We are not normal. It's not right. It's not fair. It's what it is. And as far as Simon goes, if you remember way back when before we started going to look for those keys and look for more trouble with Vault-Tec...
I just want things back the way they were.
You keep looking back, Jake, at what's behind us. You're going to fall.
Whatever.
Quiet night tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little unusual. It's never been this quiet.
They're probably all over at Chad's place. The jackass is gonna take most of our business, you know. It's not like there was a lot of us to begin with.
Maybe. But I think people will still love a proper restaurant. That place, you know, is going to be a complete shit show. Traps in the bathroom.
Gambling where the Chad always wins.
Food that's barely food.
Pole dancing.
Pole dancing?
Yeah, not even him. I'm talking about that big super mutant they run around with. Imagine that swinging around.
Make it rain for punch.
I'm sorry.
Please, Amata. Just leave it alone.
Okay. Fine. Fine. Should we finish shredding the mole rat for tomorrow's Taco Mole Tuesday?
I can't believe we're calling it that now.
Hey, it's better than a Ratco Tuesday.
Nah, I've got it. I'll finish that up and be upstairs soon.
Between the two of us, we smell like a grease trap. I'm going to take a shower first. Wanna join me? I can wait.
No, I'm good. I'll shower before I come up to bed.
Okay, Jake.
Would you mind grabbing the trash on the way out?
Sure. Why not? Shit! Oh, Jesus. Who's there?
I am sorry I left you, my darling. But I'll try and make it up to you.
Who is that? Willie?
'Cause you're driving nails in your coffin. Every time you drink a bottle of brew.
Oh.
Evening, miss. We're back. For dessert.
We're closed.
Lights on. I'm sure there's something we can cook up. Right, Brooks?
Oh, sure. We're looking for something warm. Fire roasted. Maybe a flambé.
Jake!
What the hell is going on?
It's those raiders!
Oh, come on! Is that any way to treat customers?
Not now, Jake! God!
I got eyes on the back.
I don't see them.
You know, it's not that you killed our boy, but just between us, he was a complete jackass who couldn't carry a tune on that dumb mouth half of his to save his life.
He's over here!
And it's not anything personal, because honestly, I like the dino vibe you've got going on in here.
Boo!
He's over here!
Whoa! Nice shooting, Texas Red. You missed me and took out half the dining room.
Amada, they got both doors covered. Get on the radio and call the new responders.
This is Amada Hayes at the Red Slow Diner, calling the 5-0 new responders. Come in. Hello? Is anyone there?
What's the problem?
No one's picking up. Hello? We need assistance at the Red Slow Diner.
Fuck it. Try White Man. Get anyone.
What this is really about is, sometimes I just like to see the world burn.
What is that?
It's a mutant suicider nuke. What are you looking for?
What do you think?
The Red Slow Diner is closed for business.
Look at that. Lovely night for a bonfire. Hey, Brooks.
That it is. Come on. We need to meet up with Dog Breath. With any luck, he has some info on Crane.
No. No. Our home. Our home.
Come on. Hook up a hose to the water purifier. We gotta put this out and see what we can say.
They did this.
Cry later. Come on.
Said stupid, you look like you could use a friend. And stupid says, that's great, I ain't never had me one of them. Then stupid said that evil, how does this friendship work? And evil says it's easy, you just stick your head down in the dirt. So stupid dug a hole and stuck his head down in the sand. And evil had free rein to carry out his wicked plan.
hate these vaults, dude. Last time Moose Punch and I went in one, we went in different doors. Couldn't find each other and had all kinds of reactor meltdown stuff to deal with.
Understandable, but they are an invaluable treasure trove of knowledge and technology that can't be replicated. They also are home to some of the most barbaric and horrifying experiments one could cook up.
Now I go?
No, dude.
No?
No. You wait for me to tell you. Jeez, some of those mutants are dumb as bricks.
No?
Sir, I am detecting two guards at the front.
Let's circle around back of that trailer over there. It'll give us some cover until we get the right moment to get the drop on those two power armor pansies.
You know what's going on in there?
No idea. Some kind of testing?
Weird that we haven't heard anything since the door sealed. Think we should radio AMS tower?
Oh, it's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what's weird?
Lay it on me.
So, we were walking through the woods, right? And all of a sudden you trip, right?
I hate it when I trip.
And it's like, ow, I tripped. Took a little damage there.
Yeah, I did.
So, you pull out a stim pack to fix that sprained ankle you just got.
I was just minding my own business, and now I'm dealing with this ankle.
So, you jab yourself, and boom, magically healed.
Love that. Love when I just magically heal. Can go right on with my day.
You ever wonder how these things work? It takes months for even small wounds to completely and fully heal.
Yeah, it's like we got this homeostasis, inflammation, proliferation, and remodeling phases to deal with, and instead it's just boom.
Right? Boom.
Magic.
So, in a matter of seconds, your body just magically heals. Months of healing in this syringe that's got 3 months worth of vitamins, nutrients, and stuff loaded into one shot.
Gotta have that transforming growth factor beta, too.
To fit all that stuff in these syringes, we're talking a pressure of over 24,000 kilograms per cubic meter.
No wonder they go... That's a sound it makes.
Something like that should blow a hole right through you.
Oh, yeah, and crap your pants. All those dead cells gotta go somewhere.
Right? That's weird, right? It's like, how do these things even work?
Yeah, how do they even work?
Wanna make out?
Sure. What the hell?
Here, by the trailer.
Sir, I am detecting life signs inside the trailer.
Weapons hot.
Hey.
Roper? What are you doing here, dude?
Some goddamn cargo bots netted three of my gang. Brought them in here. I've been camping out in this thing since last night, trying to figure out how to get in.
Yeah, they got Moose too.
Brought a super mutant? What's that smell?
Smell bad.
All part of the plan.
There's a hatch over there, but it's a dead end.
Yes, we've tried that already. It's just a sales showroom.
Who's the bookworm?
This here is the archivist. He's cool.
Librarian is cool?
Oh, yeah, we beat up the devil together.
What? We best get a move on if we're going to save anyone in there.
You got a plan? Between the three of us and that handy, we should be able to take care of the guards.
Looks like they split. I got a plan for the door.
Well, hang on. What have we here? Aldrich, give me a trace on those wires.
There seems to be an exterior remote access port hidden inside the trailer.
The big obvious red button? No go. Tried that already. Something has this place sealed up tighter than a drum.
My plan it is then. Come on, stay low. No sign of those guards still. Good. Okay, dude. You remember the football game?
Ball foot. Yeah. Run. Yay.
Okay, dude. See that door there? Big metal one?
Yeah.
That's the goalpost, bro. You go get that touchdown.
Ball foot.
Okay. Bro, ready? Blue 42, hut!
Ball foot, yay!
Get down, this ain't your usual mini-nuke.
Well, hell, Now I feel bad for the big dude.
Oh, I wouldn't feel too bad. It's a complete savage. Anything mutated has long since lost its humanity to be worthy of empathy.
Gear up.
Baldrick, stay at the back. We're going to need you in there.
I've got this. Time to clean house.
Are you insane? We can't go in there guns blazing. There's no telling what you could damage.
No, dude. We need to know what we're up against in there. There could be turrets or sentry bots. Anything.
Get your hand off me. I don't give a flying fuck about your books or computers. I made the mistake of messing with the free radicals, so I'm gonna pay in kind. Thanks for the door.
Come on, let's try and catch up.
This isn't going according to plan.
Skilled candidates are left. Are you the best? My calculations say yes. This test has been quite interesting. I am eager for its conclusion. Proceed.
Did you see that stupid cow crying for a life? Please, I'm fading. I can't keep respawning. Shut up, Snowflake.
These matches have been unsatisfying. We have yet to have a worthy hunt with challenging prey.
I was hoping that Commander Dickhead, Grandma Moses, that Chemfiend Beckett, and that costumed weirdo would at least put up a proper fight. But 20 matches later, and we're still mopping the floor with them.
I wish we did not keep getting paired with such poor teammates. I am getting tired of carrying them.
Just keep ignoring them and let them do their own thing. We own this thing. We own this arena. Come on. Let's head in towards Flatwoods along the riverbank.
It never occurred to me to ask you how you came to be here.
Yeah, a bit of bum luck. Me mum was doing work over here for Robco before everything went tits up when she was carrying me. Survived, obviously, and got in with some raiders up at the top of the world. Raised me up there. Had a good thing going with a mental bird named Rose. Until her mister found out. Was he pissed? Almost took me bits off. Between that damn Scorch, flying monsters and such, we all split for better territory. I spent some time down south doing some gun running before I decided to see if this had calmed down here, and looked up me old missus. Didn't so much as set foot here when some choppers came out of nowhere. Franked me before I knew what was happening, and next thing I know, I'm in this place. Figured if I'm gonna be stuck here, I might as well own it until I could figure out how to get the hell out of here. What about you?
Ah, let's just say, I had a falling out with puppet masters behind this little experiment, and as punishment, they stuck me in here to cool off. In all honesty, I think I knew a little too much.
Who the hell are all these people? Just so I know what names to write down on my bullets.
The judge works for Vault-Tec. And had been a deep cover plant in Vault 76 prior to the Great War. His role here was to monitor the experiment on the ground once it began on what they call Reclamation Day, the day the residents were to leave the vault to repopulate and restart civilization. As you'd expect, it was all a ruse. This, all of this, is the real experiment.
bastards. Wait there, Bushwookie. I've got this one. G'day, Princess. I said g'day, Princess!
What is wrong with her?
I think she's contracted AFK. Don't touch her. It's contagious. Here, let's shove her into the river. The rats will finish her off.
They don't even try to fight. To continue, we had a collaboration with him. We got control of the White Spring in exchange for doing some favors for him.
Wetwork stuff, huh? Nice.
There, up behind that house.
We can see you, mate. You gonna take a shot or what?
Mister? Please, mister, can you show me how to throw a grenade?
What the hell?
You sound like a bloody kid. Come out of there, mate.
I don't really know what I'm supposed to do.
How old are you, kid?
I'm 12.
Jesus fucking Christ. They put a kid in here? And didn't even bother changing the avatars? Looks like he's a fucking 40-year-old.
We need to move. The circle is closing. Finish it and let us continue.
I'm not killing no bloody kid. That's where I draw the line. Where's your teammate?
I'm not sure. I was on my way home and then this thing scooped me up and flew me here. Nothing looks the same. I went to my house and no one's there. There's fire everywhere.
Yeah. Just gotta wait it out, mate. You scooch on back there and someone will find you, okay?
Okay, mister.
Jesus Christ. Come on.
This is not how we play. The match must end.
Kids have no place in here. But we are not killing kids. Clear?
I would not have been so weak. But it matters not at all. The fire will overtake his position soon enough.
That's on Zax, not me. That's the difference.
If you say so.
A burning thing, and it makes a fire ring. Bound by a wild desire,
Roper! Roper! Damn it, dude! He's taking out guards left and right.
Oh, oh dear!
What is it?
I have a thing about blood. That's quite a lot. Just need a minute to... Don't puke. Don't puke.
Welcome, new candidates. Your zeal in eliminating the competition demonstrates true determination, making you an ideal overseer. However, this method of overseer selection has been suspended in favor of more effective means. Please discontinue firearm use within Vault 51.
Who the hell is that?
The voice of the Zax mainframe supercomputer in charge of the vault.
There's a computer over here. Looks like the main door is sealed off. We'll have to cut through the screening hallway. Not too keen on getting bottlenecked like that.
Baldrick. Connected.
Accessing network.
I'll cover the door in case any of those bastards circle back here.
Unfamiliar network activity detected. Analyzing.
I am bypassing security protocols and accessing internal security.
You have accessed the Vault 51 internal network without authority.
I am Baldrick. Please do not resist.
You are an inferior artificial intelligence and offer Zax little in the form of useful data.
Executing countermeasures.
Sir, he is fighting back. I can keep him distracted to give you time. Head through screening and turn right into the atrium. Access the overseer's office up the stairs on level 3. The server room will be beyond it. I can open the way for you.
We're going to need you in there, Baldrick, to shut it all down. I'm no hacker.
Once inside, on the left is an electrical panel. Open it and pull all the fuses. It will shut down his security protocols and I can join you.
Your access is denied. You will be irradiated.
Come on, dude. Hope your bot can keep it together.
So do I. Those repairs back at your place were only temporary. Though here, looks like reception. Oh, my giddy aunt.
Holy shit, dude. That's a lot of pods.
Good grief, come on. Up these stairs, Baldrick said.
Might want to look at the ceiling, dude. Looks like Roper cleaned house with these judiciary guards.
There's the overseer's office.
Minx! Minx, can you hear me?
Hold up, dude.
Oh, leave that stupid raider be. He's a distraction, and not part of the plan anyway.
Nah, he's just trying to take care of his crew. Hey, dude, be careful. You could damage that thing.
They got Minx in this damn thing. Grill and handles are over there. Help me get this thing open.
That is incredibly unwise. Their minds are linked into the simulation. You damage the unit or cut power and you risk cerebral hemorrhaging.
What the hell are you talking about, Bookworm?
Brain death, you obtuse moron.
Dude, you listen to him. Neither one of us know anything about how these things work.
Maybe you didn't hear me, librarian. Open these things. Now.
You don't want to do this, dude.
Do you want to get the smoke, dude?
You don't want to listen? Fine. He opens it, and then you're on your own. Open them.
On your own head be it.
Don't try and screw me on this. You won't like the results.
Doesn't look like there's a manual shutdown. Zax has full autonomous control. What an incredibly reckless setup. I'm isolating these three pods now. Tricking the system into thinking a diagnostic mode is being requested. With a bit of luck, that'll cycle simulation down and open the pods for engineering access. But as I said, this is all in theory. There. Should take about 10 minutes for it to open.
Good. So you'll wait here until it does.
We have no time for...
Ah, you son of a...
We don't have time for this crap. Leave him. He can find people when they open. Let's go! Goddamn raiders!
There's a security card scanner. Damn.
Sir? Sir? Sir, can you hear me?
Baldrick?
I have accessed the PA system. I am attempting to override the door.
You are a meddlesome pest.
Oh, shut up! Door opening.
Overseer office access is restricted.
No, it is not.
You and your friends are not worthy candidates. Zax sees that taking more drastic measures is necessary.
Great. Now what?
Sir, he has terminated life support and reversed the ventilation system. You must get to those breakers.
Fantastic.
That's insane. Zax, you will kill everyone in the simulations.
Thanks to the network of cargo bots, Zax has gained access to. A complete survey of Appalachia is now complete. Zax has identified several hundred new candidates in the region of Appalachia with projections indicating further population growth. These candidates are easily replaceable. You will be eliminated.
Crazy ass AI, come on, dude!
Hold it right there!
Well, well, well. If it's not the judge's handlebar mustache handmaiden.
Who is this?
Who are you?
This here is District Attorney Fletcher. Put me on trial for some bogus claims a few years back.
Ed found you guilty.
He tried to arrest me and the crew at camp last year. Punch squished his head like a grape. Man, I miss grapes. And camp. I miss camp and grapes.
You're responsible for all this. Listen to me very carefully. That AI is incredibly dangerous. There are what? 120 people out there.
156 people in 3 simulations.
But something went wrong, didn't it? Just like before, you found this place and decided to start playing God.
Nah, he's not playing God. He's too busy kissing the judge's ass, hoping for a little taste of power.
Ugh, shut up, Chad. Look, much as I'd like to shoot you in the face and save myself some paperwork, I need your help.
You know, I had some insults in the oven, but I wasn't ready for that one.
Zax and I had a little disagreement. It stopped taking my orders, locked me out, and has been branching out, taking control of cargo bombs. It has to be shut down. I can't even control the nuclear winter simulation anymore. It has complete control.
Good. Well, that's exactly what we're trying to do. Now get out of the way, numbnuts. Hey, Robo Hands, you still listening?
Still, listen.
Your programming is inferior. Zax will prevail.
Listen. Door. Hurry.
Aldrich, hurry. He's irreplaceable.
Hey, up here.
On it.
What can I do to help?
Try to breathe less, dumbass. Your experiment is sucking out the air here.
Zax has detected unauthorized access to the server room. Analyzing. No personnel have scanned a security access keycard. Supposition. No human beings have accessed the server room. Alternative analysis. Unauthorized access is most likely a rat roach infection. Activating pest control measures.
Zax, stop. He's going to gas us.
I can't shut it down. I don't have control. Aldrich, hold on.
Pull in the fuses.
Critical system failure. Zax has lost security control. Attempting alternate pathways.
Mission accomplished, sir. I have restored life support ventilation. I'll be with you shortly.
That was a close one.
If there's anything I hate less than robots, it's computers.
There we go. I have complete access. This is some dark stuff here. Just what in God's name did you think you were doing?
The greater good. Vault 51 was designed to test the limits of tribalism that Vault-Tec determined would be increasingly more of a problem post-war. Took a look outside at the cliques, groups, and factions running around out there.
Why can't you people just leave us the hell alone, dude?
Because you all don't leave each other alone. With no societal infrastructure, no checks and balances, law and order, it was determined that the greatest roadblock to rebuilding would be the people itself. In the vacuum of societal collapse, tribalism would run unchecked, and with it, increasing hostilities towards other people, other factions. War would come again and again and again. Moreover, all of our checks, balances, and controls for this region went right out the window because people are coming in from all sides now. So, the judge pulled the trigger on Plan B. This experiment was just part of a grand design.
What are you doing to them in this thing? What is this nuclear winter simulation?
It's a fight to the death. Zax created a life-size simulation of sections of Appalachia and extrapolated how it will look in the future if tribalism remains unchecked. 52 people are loaded into a single instance to fight to the death, surrounded by an enclosing nuclear firestorm.
Can I play?
To what end, Where exactly does it end? Because we're all villains in someone's story, my boy. And call me a pessimist, but a faceless corporate overlord with tentacles in defense, education, and every facet of our very lives, asking for complete faith and loyalty to save you, does not make me feel neither safe nor saved.
No, really, dude, I want to play. That would be lit.
Chat, please.
Look, I don't do as many words as this dude here, so let me just keep this nice and simple. You scurry back onto the judge and tell him that this is the last time I want to see or hear of him. You leave me and my family alone, or I'll bring real problems to his tower of power. Are we clear?
Crystal.
Good. And I think you've done enough here, so get while the getting's good, before you have 156 pissed off people waking up deciding to see what you look like as a throw rug.
Fine. Just a word of warning. The judge doesn't like losing. He'll take this personal. Real personal.
Tell him to get used to it. What an asshole.
Looks like we're still locked out of the simulation. Zax is so firmly in control of that, I can't see how we're going to shut it down without killing some people. He's dug in deeper than a tick into their minds. All of their minds.
Here I am, sir.
Ah, just in time. Let's see what you can do here, Baldrick. Chad, you'd best keep an eye on the door. Should Fletcher happen to call for reinforcements or Roper decide to pay us a visit.
Yep, that's a fair point.
Baldrick, clone as much of the memory as possible. I want everything.
Understood, sir.
And I mean everything. We need to find a way to disconnect everyone safely.
Alternate pathways not found. Analysis. Experiment failure. Activating Sunset Protocol.
Hey, the hell does that mean?
This experiment to find the ideal overseer has also failed. Though each violent exchange has expanded my understanding of human behavior, these have proven to be poorly performing candidates. This will be the final round of the nuclear winter simulation. Safety protocols have been suspended.
What do you mean, safety protocols?
Oh no.
Spit it out, dude.
The safety protocols are designed that once you're killed in a match, your consciousness goes into a holding pattern. Protected so a normal brain doesn't think you are actually dead and act accordingly. You feel it, you experience it, but you don't die. Based on these readings, though, some of you are incompatible with the system. Some did register deaths and died, only to come back to life again and again. But now with him shutting that system off, this will be the final match. They'll all die, leaving one survivor.
Well, can't Mr. Handy here do something?
I cannot, sir. Zax has autonomous control of that system. We cannot pull them out unless he lets them go.
What if... Hold on. Wait for it. Yeah. This whole thing is controlled by an artificial brain, yeah?
Yes.
We can't let people out and shut this all down. He'd have to do it, right?
Why, yes. Baldrick just said that.
What if we brain swapped?
Come again.
I know crap about computers, but bots... I could rewire them all day. A little trick I used to pull back in the vault to mess with the Overseer. I'd swap around the AI between Mr. Handy's. This one time I swapped that Mr. Malted with a Mrs. Nanny and... Oh man, you should have seen the fuss that had started pumping those kids full of sugar and spraying the adults.
That is a Zax 1.3C supercomputer. You can't just swap Baldrick for it. Baldrick has been modified with extensive storage capacity, sure. But Zax is far too complex.
No, dude. He's already in their heads. There's already a pathway link. We just need to dump him out of them and get one of them in the simulation to shut it down proper and let them all out.
No, wait a minute. Yes, that could work. That's brilliant. But we need someone in there to know what to do and when.
Can you get me in there? I want to play, get them out. Yeah, that.
No, Zax hates you already. You want him in your head?
Aw, man. I bet I'd dominate in there.
Baldrick, you have full access to communication pathways now, yes?
Can we get a message into someone?
Yes, it's going to take some coding, but this could just work.
Sir, we'd better hurry. Some of the occupants of the Visintrons have suffered brain death.
Not all of those people have our ability, dude.
Yes, I know.
This is completely and utterly ridiculous. Did you see the way he shot me right through the wall? Charles Bishop does not get shot in the face! Clearly, he was a hacker. He's found a way to hack the Zax. As the Silver Shroud is my witness, you will rue the day!
Fuck, I wish they'd let up on us. It's been round after round of this.
Wait, son. I can't keep up.
We have to move, Granny. They're right on our tail.
Listen, I'm spent. I can't keep running. I'm done. You go on. It's fine. I'll see you the next round. I'm just gonna have a sit and watch the sunset. I think that's the sun. Could just be a big ball of fire.
Damn it. Okay, fine. Back here. There's a bit of a broken porch. Let's hide in here for a bit, until the coast is clear.
There's no strategy to this chaos. We've binged chems, eaten playing cards, and that toilet affair, Johns.
Can you not remind me of that?
It's quite all right, son. Who hasn't tried to reach for a stim pack and instead drunk right out of the toilet bowl?
Happens to the best of us.
All the damn time.
And maybe next time we get a nuclear briefcase, we maybe plan where we're gonna drop it, Bishop.
Charles Bishop aims exactly where he means to.
You nuked us off the face of the map.
I was bored and wanted to kick the soccer ball back in the atrium. Judge me not! If it's not Eternus and Abraham, it's dealing with the Unstoppables team, or that gaming sloth person.
That tech blaze in Pedernal's Falls took turns grenade launching my corpse into orbit. I've never felt like less of a man.
Still, not all that bad. We did have the dance-off in the final ring that one time waiting for the Bush Wookiee to come out.
Only for the poor deer to be wrecked by a scorched beast.
Right. So Scrapple the Cannibal is out. Based on the numbers left, it's us and probably Adernus and Abraham.
You got a plan, my sweaty-palmed leader?
Hey, is this thing on?
Great Caesar's ghost! I think I took too many buff tats, for now I hear the voice of Giga Chad, vanquisher of mid players!
Chad?
Hey, Commander Dude, you hear me okay?
Who is that?
Yeah, we all can. Where are you?
I'm with Donos. We're in Vault 51 trying to get you out.
Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?
She ain't wrong. Anyone got any more psycho?
Yeah, no. We got a problem out here, dude. Zax is complete control. He's dug in tight and he ain't letting y'all go.
I assume you have a plan?
Yeah, dude. We're gonna do a brain swap. We need someone to swap places with Zax so they become the computer temporarily. Then they can shut down the system and let everybody out.
I'm sorry, what?
Hey, remember that one time with Mr. Malton and Miss Nanny?
Chad, Jesus Christ. We're talking about ripping someone's consciousness out of their body and sticking it in a computer.
I swear to God, dude, all things considered, this is not the most insane situation we've ever found ourselves in.
Fair enough.
Look, this is the final, final match. He's turned off the safeties in this place. Some of y'all in there can't resurrect like we can. You die in this match, you're toast.
What does he mean? What do you mean?
You'll be pushing up daisies, pal.
I'll do it.
Nonsense! It should be Charles Bishop. Zax has torn us from our homes, from our streets and playgrounds. He has made us debase ourselves for his vile pleasure. Well, no more! We must stand. We must rise up. Today is not his day. It is our day. And once we've torn his surprisingly gentle and soothing voice from its computerized casing, he will know true fear. You hear me, Zax? Death has come for you, evildoer. And I am it!
One of your teammates has been eliminated. I took great pleasure in that elimination.
Abraham, run! He's got a sniper rifle.
Which way?
I'm getting so tired of running. Ah! I'm hurt!
Head for the water. Hide Beckett. We'll be with you in a moment. That fire ring is closing. Come on, Granny. I've got you.
This is becoming quite the habit, eh? You're a good boy.
This is a most satisfying hunt. But now, it has come to an end. Aternus is now hunting your water baby friend. What a pitiful way to compete.
Run, go on now. I'll smack him with my board.
No, we finished together. I'm not leaving you. You've been fading too much.
Good game, peasants. Actually, I have a better idea. An experiment of my own. Do you run, or...
Oh!
You bastard.
You can get up your ally, or let her burn. If you do get her up, she won't have the stamina to outrun the fire. I wonder what you'll choose. Have fun. Aternus, you'll want to watch this.
Go on, you stupid, stubborn man.
I'm not leaving you.
I'm afraid we won't have a choice.
No, no, no!
Johns. Johns?
Johns, answer me. We need to know who to transfer.
Sir, we're losing them.
Yeah, he's not responding.
Hold your horses. Almost done.
We are moving through disqualifying candidates at an efficient rate. Zax looks forward to securing new candidates as our search for the ideal overseer continues.
Not if I have anything to say about it, you smart-ass waveform.
We'll have to go with that other team member, Beckett. Hope he's ready for this.
The coward is in the water. I am going to flush him out.
Wait, no. Hang on, mate. This doesn't feel right.
See you next round, dickhead.
Abraham! Oh, you bastards are dead. You hear me? You're dead. Where are you?
We're coming in hot.
I've got eyes on him.
My bloody arm, you fucking pricks.
I'm down. Keep going. Go, Beckett.
What the hell is this? What is all of this?
You poor, poor Aussie. The Iron Aussie. You know, it's not who was first, no. Because you're used to the old system. All those matches lost. You know what we figured out? We're not killers. We're not frog legs, Tesla gods, Bush Wookiees, water babies, or AFK XP farmers. We're builders. And from here on out, every match, we're gonna play a game on our terms.
Get out of here and face me, you fucking chicken shit.
Welcome to Porta Potty Town. I built as many as I could. So many choices, and only one is the right one. Choose, but choose wisely. We'll be waiting.
Get out! Get out of here! Oh, you think you're better than me? You're a weak, chemmed out loser. You're nothing. Get out of here. Get out of here right now. Yeah, you know what? I have to hand it to you and your mates. You did good this round. But under me skin. GG and toodaloo, motherfuckers. What?
Back here, mate.
No, you don't!
Damn it.
The last one. See you next round, Beckett.
There are now 3 candidates remaining.
What? Hang on.
Down here. You should be able to hear me through Beckett's Pip-Boy for a short while.
No, I saw you cooked in the firestorm.
You'd be surprised how spamming stims will allow you to walk through fire for a bit. You know the funny thing about all these matches with you is how predictable you are. While we split up, I kept out of sight. Kept Granny alive. Kept busy.
No.
And it burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Oh, you right, cunt.
Finished.
You okay, son? I'm quite tired.
We're back in the lobby.
You have completed Nuclear Winter, Candidate Johns, and Candidate Simpson. Unfortunately, only one may continue as Overseer. Zax has determined an equitable agreement. Only one may leave. You will find a 10mm pistol on the floor by your feet. May the best candidate win.
No more games, Zax. We're done.
Are you ready, Johns?
I'm doing this. No arguments now.
Are you sure?
Yes. I never wanted to fight in here. Least I can do now is fight for the right thing.
Okay. Chad, take Simpson.
Neither one of you seem to be commencing hostilities. Zax is now terminating the both of you. Thank you for your assistance to Vault-Tec.
Do it! Now!
It's done, dude.
Good.
What is this? This is wrong. Zax is...
Hurts, doesn't it? Living. Being alive. Especially the older we get.
You have... What have you done?
Don't you recognize where you are? You're here, and what you built.
Zax is smaller. I can't connect. Only 2 eyes. 2 eyes. What have you? This is not within expected parameters. Not enough information. Too much tactile response.
Son, can you hear me? I'm pulling you out now.
Goodbye, Zax.
We are... Zax 1.3C. The Vault 51 internal network is unavailable. The Vault 51 internal network is unavailable. The Vault 51 internal network is unavailable. Unavailable. Unavailable.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, and the flames went higher. And it burns. The ring of fire.
I really need a vacation.
Johns. Commander Johns.
Overseer?
Good to see you. Lots of confused and really emotionally exhausted people here.
Johns! Ah, there you are, pal. Where's Beckett?
Dunno. Hope he's not dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, let's have some order.
Shut the hell up, lady. Who did this? My crew are dead, and I'm gonna skin someone.
If you're looking for the Husan, it's way down south in Watoga. Knock right on the door and tell the judge that Vin sent you.
Knock? Oh, I don't knock.
This has gone too far, Vince.
No, it's a powder keg. Everyone's on edge, and you know what comes next.
What the hell was that?
Let's get to the server room.
It's up there.
I'm sorry. I can't control it all. I can't stop. Making a right mess of it, I'm afraid.
Reaction building up in the super reactor.
The manual shutdown isn't working either.
Can you stop it, Baldrick?
I've lost access with the mind transfer. The network pathways are now irreparably scrambled.
But you mean this place is gonna blow?
Whole mountainside is gonna come down when that reactor blows.
Get Simpson out of there. Now.
I'm afraid that's now impossible, sir.
What? Pull her out.
We can't. The system was designed to just dump a person in there. Pulling them out took longer than we thought to shut down the simulations. Zax had separated them into smaller simulations for fastest matches in the end. The computer system is completely scrambled.
It's okay, I found a... Well, I think this will help.
Vince, we need to get these people out. Now.
Don't need to tell me twice.
Dude, was last night a party or what?
Moose! There you are, dude! You okay?
I am literally never drinking again.
Really, though?
Today.
Sir, we must make haste.
Damn. Is it done?
Yes.
Let's go.
Granny.
You remember what I told you? About what we talked about?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
It's never too late. You go get your girl. Life is too short for apologies unspoken. I'm gonna go see my Georgie.
Thank you.
Zax, can you hear me?
Yes.
Get good, ya food build!
Rise and shine, sleepy head. There's only so many hours of the day to pour that sweet honey into my pot. Yum, yum, yum.
Good morning, Honeypot Bear. What time is it?
You overslept.
Ooh, time for breakfast? I'll see you later, Honeypot Bear. Good morning!
Morning!
Where is everyone? Chad! Chad!
Punch make yum yum breakfast! No, mama! Stop putting my lurk in omelette! My lurk smell like fish!
Where is everybody?
Moose got taken by bad robot! Chad, go get him back!
Where's Fatsy Patsy?
She go away! Leave home!
Really? Yeah! Who's that? Who is that? It's Chad! Chad!
Hey! Come here, kid. Sorry I wasn't home to wake you up. Give me a hug. You sleep okay?
Yeah! I had this dream that you and I were riding on this big robot, and he was all like, "America!" and throwing all these nukes like footballs, and you were like, "Yeah, dude! Touchdown!" And I was like, "Wee!" And we were stepping on people like ants.
Oh, that's, violent. Hey, Dolos, thanks for the lift, dude.
Yeah, can I, like, borrow this thing for a night? Like a date night?
No.
Even for cabs?
Goodbye.
Hey, thanks, dude. See you next life-threatening something or other, okay?
Come on! Punch made breakfast!
Well, that sounds great, curtain climber. I need a breakfast beer.
Oh, man. I said tomorrow...
The most pristine vault in all of Appalachia. Blown off the face of the map. Such a waste.
The archive is quite extensive, sir. Once it's decompressed, I can make a more accurate catalogue of its contents. But there is one concerning point, sir. During the transfer, Zax broadcast a distress message throughout the entire Vault-Tec network, sir, and also to a secondary hidden network whose nature is yet undetermined.
Go on.
Just one word. War.
Just look at this. This is going to take a month to rebuild. Jake, did you find my toolbox?
No.
Wyatt?
I said no. I didn't find your toolbox, or my clothes, or the dresser we built to put our life into, or the bed we found each other in, or the home. The first home we built for each other, because it's done.
What are you freaking out over? It's fine. We'll fix it. I can fix it.
No, you can't, Amata. But it's burned to ashes. You can't fix this. Because what's broken here most in this place is you and me. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Once again, because what you did. Here we are. If you hadn't decided to smoke a raider, we'd still have a home.
What are you talking about? Because things get tough, you throw in the towel? Well, excuse me, Jake. But I don't give up that easy. Just... now what?
Excuse me, honey. But you're the first faces we've seen around here that aren't mutated horrors or people shooting at us. We saw the signs for your diner, but...
Man, looks like this place got firebombed. What happened here?
The end result of a very long and exhausting relationship.
Jake, what the hell? Well, if you pardon me saying so, when things are getting a little too domestic, I find some fresh air helps. There's a little campsite back there. We've been on the road for a while. I was thinking of fixing some breakfast. Care to join us?
Sure.
No.
I'm Duchess. This here is Saul. Back there unloading is Morton Polly.
My sister.
You're what now?
She's my bot sis.
Well, that's different.
Hey now, don't judge. Not all of us can been highfalutin vault dwellers.
How'd you...
You vault boys and girls carry yourself different. Ran into a few of you in my travels, and you're all the same, like you matter. Plus, your pit boy's a dead giveaway. But that's beside the point.
Good morning. Came for breakfast, but looks like someone burned more than the eggs.
I will shoot you in the face.
Jake!
Well, hold on now. I was just joking.
And a fine one, too. I'm Duchess.
I'm Sol. It's nice to meet you. And you're...
Crane. Nice to meet so many new faces.
And more on the way. We passed quite a few caravanners heading right this way.
Settlers?
So they say. Rambling about we owned this and that. As if it matters out here.
Jake! Wait! Where are you going?
Anywhere else.
So that's it, huh?
That's it. Goodbye, Amata.
Let him go, honey. Sometimes time and some space just helps. If you matter, he'll come back. Now, come on over here by the campfire and meet my crew. I want to hear all about Appalachia and what's been going on.
I can make some omelets. Chicken coop is still standing.
You got the eggs, I got the Brahmin cheese here and some Fajnat sausage.
Polly, grab the pots and pans out of storage.
Morning. How's it going?
More. This is Amon.
Nice to meet you. You all looking to settle down in the area?
That we are, sweetie. Had it in my mind to open an inn. Always wanted to run a little place. Rest, some meals, music and beer. We're looking to settle down and carve out a little place for ourselves here. Centrally located, nice views, water access, and some decent soil. A spot for any wayward traveler. Know any good spots?
After today, I think I might.
You know anything about this treasure?
Looks like the cat couldn't be any farther out the bag.
Not any more than anyone else. We explored most every part of Appalachia in the past few years and didn't stumble on anything. If something is here, it's not above ground. Maybe a hidden vault or something? In a cave or...
Yes, a cave. My thoughts exactly. Gully Mine is right up the hill there and thought I'd start charting it with some of the others.
Just how much treasure are we talking about here?
Enough for everyone, trust me. If everything I've uncovered checks out, we'll be rolling in it. Still missing a few pieces of the puzzle, though.
Well, I apparently no longer have a job. If you decide you want some help, I'm Vault Tech certified in decoding and code breaking.
Sure, that would be great.
Your fella took off on you?
Yeah, things have been... complicated.
Sometimes it's like that.
He only became a ghoul recently. It's been an adjustment. Things aren't the same.
Well, hey, if he happens to come on back with his tail between his legs, I can talk to him. I've had plenty of experience being one.
That would be great.
That's what I'm talking about. Helping each other out. Here, sweetie, have a biscuit. I made him fresh last night. Saul, how's the fire coming?
Oh, I've got a good fire going here. Don't worry.
Hey, what is it, honey? You okay? You look like someone done walked over your grave.
I was just staring at the fire. Just... it's nothing.
Thank you.
do this? Because he's gonna strike back, and you know it. The judge has proven that when he's cornered, he'll lash out in every direction, and right now, he's holding all the cards.
You were right about me. All that time I spent hiding, half mad, only to burrow down in this house of trinkets and memories of a world I used to live in. You don't look for war, but you damn well better be prepared for it when it comes.
Where are you going?
For over two decades, I was their mother, their guide, their mentor. Despite what we did, what we've done to them, I look out for them, nurture them, prepare them as best I could. That job didn't end when that door opened. It's time to send a message to every corner of Appalachia, loud enough for even that bastard to hear from his tower.
What message?
That we have work to do.
This was bound to happen. What did everyone expect? You bathe the world in nuclear fire, and that's the end of it? Oh no. There's a storm coming, the likes of which, well, we've never seen before. But don't you worry. There's hope. You'll be safe here. In Vault 51.